What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Today is Monday, August 18th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch.
There's quite honestly a myriad of emotions.
Today is the first day of school for students across the Missouri side of the bi-state, and the emotion many students might feel is cell phone withdrawal. State law says no more phones in school. Districts who have already done this report hearing the background din of lunchroom chatter has returned. Michael Calhoun with Rockwood School Superintendent Dr. Curtis Kane.
What kind of, I guess, cultural and social changes are you kind of expecting from this?
I think everything that you just described, Michael, is what we will see. More conversation. Those soft skills are really important, not just for the world of work, but for life itself.
Last year, he says Rockwood did a scaled-down cell phone ban, and he didn't get a single phone call or email from an upset parent. Illinois, meantime, starting the school year with new proficiency standards that in some subjects are lower than before, but it's not a lowering of expectations, says State Superintendent Dr. Tony Sanders.
The problem in Illinois is one that superintendents and principals and teachers across the state have known for years and that I've known. And that is that we have set cut scores for proficiency on our state assessments that far exceeded what the national experts would have suggested. And we were actually doing so in a way that would mislabel kids as not being college and career ready. And we wanted to fix that.
He says it's obvious there's a disparity when not only are Illinois' proficiency scores the highest around, but two-thirds of students get into college, while the test scores indicate only a one-third are proficient. How are the proficiency policy changes from Springfield impacting school districts in our area? KMOX asked Collinsville Superintendent Dr. Mark Skirdage for reaction.
For years, they've tried to rank, file, and punish schools for those scores. But in reality, all of our kids walk into school not at the same level, but all at varying levels. So making sure that we at least align with neighboring states is important so we get a fair comparison.
The test itself does not change, neither will funding formulas or graduation requirements. Could the big, beautiful bill hurt Missouri's sports gambling rollout?
The changes limit tax write-offs on losses to only 90% of what is gambled starting next year. So gamblers who bet $50,000 and collect $50,000 would normally not pay any income taxes. Now they would pay as if they won $5,000. Ryan Butler with Covers.com tells KMOX this typically would only impact high-volume gamblers, since most gamblers do not wager enough to draw scrutiny from the IRS.
They want to put some money on the Blues. They want to put some money on the Cardinals. They, you know, see something interesting. They're bored on a Thursday. They see the Thursday night Titans-Jaguars game.
Butler says if high-volume bettors go to overseas or unregulated sports books, where Missouri and the rest of the country's gamblers could see an impact is fewer bets with potentially steeper odds. Sports gambling is set to begin in Missouri on December 1st. Legislation with some bipartisan support to revoke the Big Beautiful Bill's gambling changes has been introduced. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Construction of a data center in St. Charles likely to fail after two council members say they'll vote no at tomorrow's meeting. The project received pushback from residents concerned about water pollution and energy bill increases. It's also been kept secret which company wants to build the data center. The council members who plan to vote no say an open house last week about the project failed to answer residents' questions about the site. KMOX has a follow-up now on the exorbitant electric bills customers are getting on both sides of the river. But as our Maria Kina reports, Illinois' governor is addressing the issue in his state.
Pritzker says right now, Illinois produces more power than what they need. However, he attributes the high bills to PJM. That's a regional transmission organization that is part of the Eastern Interconnection Grid, operating an electric transmission system serving 11 states, the District of Columbia, and Illinois.
I happen to think it's because there are some people on the PJM board who are in the fossil fuel industry and think it's okay for us to hold back the solar and wind projects in order to advance the cause of fossil fuel. But there are other reasons I'm sure they're taking into account.
Pritzker says he believes Illinois and the entire country should be producing more electricity, and he adds He's advancing that cause. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
The Cardinals were swept by the New York Yankees at Busch Stadium over the weekend. The Cards have dropped to 5.5 games out of a wild card spot. The Redbirds fly to Miami, Florida tonight to take on the Marlins. First pitch set for 5:40 here on KMOX.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.